Nobody gets away from thinking about money. Nobody. Whether you have it or don't, you can't escape it, and it's all too easy to equate money with worth. The whole money-slash-work thing got theater artists Lucy Lynch and Marsha Zena Major to thinking. They're the co-creators of Money Talks, but what the hell is it saying? Showing at Honolulu's Temple Emmanuel this weekend. Lucy's with us this morning. Good morning, Lucy.
Aloha. Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
This is a show born of your collaboration, and I'm going to guess that when you first got together, money was an issue for both of you.
Exactly. And then we thought, you know, what can we do? Do we go to a financial planner or take out a loan and pay back our debts?
Yeah.
But we decided to write a full-length Broadway musical about money, and out of that we created a two-woman show.
What kind of things happen?
So this is really an autobiographical show where we explore the meaning of success, failure, and our inherent worth. And mm-hmm. we take our financial struggles and put it into a container of, you know, truth. I mean, we're searching for the truth, and we are sharing this searching with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we are singing, and we are dancing, and we are sharing. It's entertaining, but it also makes you think.
It sounds like the kind of show that probably changes as it goes along.
Yes, absolutely. So it definitely changes. This time, we have already two special guests that will appear. So uh-huh. we have a wonderful 9-year-old girl that's going to be a guest singer. We have a violinist this time. So really, our idea is to have this show evolve while it goes, and we go with it. Like,
yeah.
It's literally the show has become our teacher, and we are on a mission to make this show go wherever it wants to go.
And you've taken it where in the last year?
So last year, shortly after I've been on your show, we've been on Maui at the Fringe Festival, and we won the Audience Choice Award, which mm-hmm. was really very, very exciting. Then we have done it for the entire women's prison. We've done it for Habilitat, for the Drug Rehabilitation Center. Mm-hmm. We've done it at Kumukahua Theater. We had a Dark Knight series there, and we've done it for corporations mm-hmm. and, yeah, fundraisers.
That must be fun, doing it for corporations, getting them looking at
it's wonderful.
Money in a different
yeah,
way,
it's
right?
very, very wonderful, yeah. So my husband recently said the show is kind of subversive in a way where, you know, we sneak into the people's hearts and minds and make them really think and feel.
Yeah.
You know, we make them feel.
We were fooling around with a song a little bit ago. This is from the show?
This is from the show. This is a different version of it. But,
and what's it saying?
It's called What's My Worth.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go, right?
Mm-hmm. What's my worth? What's my worth? Am I given it at birth? What's my worth? What's my worth? Can I buy it? Trade it, can I hide it or create it? What's my worth? What's my worth? Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, they ain't perfect, they make mistakes. And so the question burns as each life turns. Is our blood the same without the fancy name? Is that crazy woman on the cardboard floor worth less? 'Cause she won't do more. Or the senator, or the janitor making minimum wage, hoping and praying to make a raise. Or his kids wishing for a magic genie. Are they less than the guy in the Lamborghini? You know, the question burns as each life turns. Is our blood the same without the fancy name? Is there anyone on this whole damn earth who can tell me, please, what's my worth? What's my worth? What's my worth? Am I given it at birth? What's my worth? What's my worth? Can I break it? Can you take it? Can I feel it? Can you steal it? What's my worth? What's my worth? What's my worth?
you so much.
That was fun, Lucy.
Yeah.
So any number of ways to approach a subject like this, aren't there?
I think that it is. It's so important. It seems to be one of the last taboos, really, of this century. So
openly talking about money?
Yeah, exactly. Openly talking about it, you know, really being honest about what's going on, you know. And here we are, like a 62-year-old Jew and a 39-year-old German coming together on stage and really taking it on, you know, with all we got, really. I mean, we really put our whole heart into this.
Well, you know, for many, the answer to the question, what's my worth, is a bank statement, right?
Exactly. And I think the message really goes beyond that. Like, it's this, am I really my bank account, right? Like, is that really who I am? Am I my successes? Am I my failures? Doesn't that even all exist? So what does it mean? Whose idea of failure and success do we live by? Like, who made it up? And we all bought into it as a human race, so.
Well, I think, you know, we have to understand the pressures to think that way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are many vested interests in getting us to value ourselves by how much money we have.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's almost a little bit of a radical approach, right? To be like, oh, wow, I can be more than that, you know?
I don't know, Lucy. I don't know if this idea should get around. It's starting to sound more subversive all the time.
We will see. You know, like I said, if the show wants to get around, I'm in.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Lucy Lynch and Marcia Zener Major are the co-creators of Money Talks, But What the Hell Is It Saying?, which will be presented by Temple Emmanuel Sunday at 7:30 p.m., and that's on 2550 Pali Highway in Honolulu. You can learn more about the show on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Warren Buffett and Billy Gates, they ain't perfect, they make mistakes. So the question burns as each life turns. Is our blood the same without the fancy name? Is the crazy woman on the cardboard floor worth less because she won't do more? And the janitor making minimum wage, hoping and praying to get a raise, with his kids wishing for a magic genie? Are they less than the guy with the Lamborghini? So the question burns as each life turns. What's my worth?
Whoa.